Pix Now update. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Here are some of your top headlines.
We remain on fire watch in Butte County. The Camp Fire, now the deadliest and most destructive fire in California history. 42 people have been killed, but that number is expected to rise with hundreds of people still missing. So far, the fire has scorched about 125,000 acres. And right now, it is only 35% contained. The burn zone covers an area bigger than the size of San Jose. Crews are trying to protect 15,000 buildings that are still in danger. Search and rescue workers are sifting through burnt out rubble right now. They're looking to find and identify hundreds of people who are still missing. Officials have requested two portable mortuaries and rapid DNA testing equipment to help speed up the identification process.
I want to recover as many remains as we possibly can, as soon as we possibly can, because I understand the toll that it takes on people.
The campfire has also destroyed more than 7,000 structures.
Some good news from the fire lines. Paradise resident Alan Pierce is crediting his Toyota Tundra for saving his life, along with many others. Pierce made two trips to and from the fire zone to help evacuate more residents. He posted this photo onto Instagram saying it was all because of his truck. Toyota caught wind of Pierce's heroism and offered a replacement. In a statement, the vehicle company said, Toyota is so humbled by Mr. Pierce's selfless act that we're pleased to offer him a brand new Tundra.
Well, taking a live look from our KPIX 5 studio roof camera, you can see the same smoky skies we've been looking at for the better part of a week now. It's over the Bay Bridge, if you didn't recognize it. The unhealthy air quality continues to hang over the Bay Area for the fifth and at least 5 days. Chief Meteorologist Paul Deano monitoring conditions for us. Paul?
Well, Ken, we're talking about the air quality. Even though it may smell a little bit better outside, it's not. It's still unhealthy to very unhealthy throughout the Bay Area. Last Thursday was when this all began. Now we're coming up on Tuesday afternoon, and it's still there. So we look at the air quality, which is unhealthy everywhere. The red is very unhealthy, which includes Napa and Oakland and Redwood City and San Jose and Fairfield. A couple pockets of somewhat better air, but everything is well within the spare of the air category. Tomorrow, any improvement? Well, it won't be very unhealthy all day long for the North Bay. I guess that's a step forward, but it will be another spare of the air day. Smoke will be widespread throughout the Bay Area once again tomorrow. Look at that haze, man. It's just nasty out there. 62 or 63 degrees. Pick your number. It's 62 in Oakland, Livermore, and San Jose. It's 63 in San Francisco, Santa Rosa, and Concord. We have some cloud cover out there, too. Notice all the E's. That's an easterly component to the wind, which is there even at Half Moon Bay. There's an onshore flow right up to the coastline, but that's where the offshore flow takes over. So it's a north wind at 3 miles per hour in Mountain View, east northeast at 7 in Pleasanton, and east at 10 miles an hour in Napa. That's why the fire, which is well to our north and east, the smoke from that fire is coming here, because that's our source of air. It's not from the ocean right now. It's from the other direction. 24-hour temperature change. We are running cooler by up to 6 degrees in both Concord and San Jose. As we look at overnight lows tonight, they'll drop to the 30s. Vallejo, Concord, Napa, and Santa Rosa down to 49 tonight in San Francisco. We do see an end to the spare the air days, and we do see a beginning of a wetter weather pattern. We'll talk about both coming up on KPIX 5 News at 5 o'clock. For now, that's your Pix Now forecast.
All right, Paul, thank you. Down south, the Woolsey fire is flaring up again in the Santa Monica Mountains. Fire crews have been dumping water and slurry on the flames. The wind gusts of up to 50 miles an hour were to blame for the flare-up. Hundreds of residents who had just been allowed to return home had to turn around and evacuate again because of this flare-up. Officials are reminding people to stay vigilant.
And the danger is far from over. If you're being held back, it's because your life and the lives of your family and neighbors are still potentially in danger.
So far, the Woolsey fire has burned more than 95,000 acres from North LA to the Malibu coastline. Right now, it's only 35% contained.
Well, people aren't the only ones evacuating. Ventura County Animal Services has taken in almost 300 pets evacuated by the wildfires. That's in addition to almost 700 stray and surrendered pets already in the shelter. Right now, the shelter is asking for blankets, bath towels, and other items. Meanwhile, actress Sandra Bullock is also pitching in to help animals affected by the wildfires. The Humane Society of Ventura County says that Bullock donated $100,000 to help provide care for the animals, from horses and bulls to donkeys and ducks. The nonprofit pledges to care for the animals as long as it's needed.
New developments now out of Santa Cruz. All northbound lanes are back open on Highway 1 near River Street after a multi-vehicle accident. The CHP says just before 10 o'clock this morning, the brakes on this big rig somehow failed, causing it to hit 21 other vehicles, as well as guardrails and embankments. You can see just how much damage it caused as it plowed down the lanes before it finally caught fire and stopped.
I heard first the crashing, and I looked in my rearview mirror and saw the tractor trailer coming through at a really high speed, and it was just running into cars and bouncing over cars, and just kind of just tried to relax. And you know, I knew I was going to get hit. I saw a car coming that the truck hit, and then it came through and caught fire and just kept driving for quite a ways.
Multiple injuries were reported. One person had major injuries but is expected to survive. Investigators are looking into whether the accident was caused by driver error or a mechanical issue.
Well, a drunk driver is responsible for this scene in San Bruno early this morning. Police say 24-year-old Nathalie De Leon of San Francisco drove into a parked car and then into this house near Crestmore Drive in London Court. She was arrested for driving under the influence.
A major announcement by e-cigarette maker Juul. The company will stop selling its flavored pods at over 90,000 retail stores nationwide, including convenience stores and vape shops. The move comes after the FDA announced it planned on cracking down sales of flavored e-cigarette products under claims that it's highly addictive and popular with minors. Juul also is shutting down some of its social media accounts. These all come as part of the company's plan to curtail young people from using nicotine. Juul says, quote, "We don't want anyone who doesn't smoke or already use nicotine to use Juul products. We certainly don't want youth using the product. It is bad for public health and it is bad for our mission."
Airbnb has just pledged to donate $5 million over the next 3 years to fight homelessness in San Francisco. The home rental company says the city is their home and addressing the homelessness crisis is their responsibility. It's not yet clear how those funds will be used. But Airbnb had this to say, quote, "We are working with a coalition of experts from across government, community organizations, and other private sector entities to ensure these funds are directed to the most pressing and urgent needs."
Michelle Obama is on the road. The former first lady has begun her 10-city speaking tour to promote her newly released memoir, Becoming. The book is largely about her life and experiences, but there's some criticism of President Trump. The tour kicks off in Illinois today, the same day the memoir hits stores. The tour stops here in the Bay Area on December 14th at the SAP Center in San Jose.
Well, after months of celebrating, tomorrow is Prince Charles' 70th birthday. To commemorate the occasion, the royal family released two new photos showing Charles surrounded by his close family. One of the photos is more posed and poised, while the second is a bit more candid. Tomorrow, there will be a celebration honoring the future heir to the throne at Buckingham Palace.
I'm Dennis O'Donnell. Here's the latest in Bay Area sports. The Warriors have suspended Draymond Green for tonight's game against the Atlanta Hawks after Green got into a post-game argument with Kevin Durant following last night's loss to the Clippers in L.A. The dispute started at the end of regulation when Draymond pushed the ball up the court, which upset Durant because he wanted to take the final shot. Instead, Draymond fell down and time expired. The two then spent the ensuing timeout going back and forth before eventually having to be separated. But that was not the end of it. Things got even more heated in the locker room. Durant stormed out without speaking to reporters, and clearly it escalated enough for Draymond Green to be suspended tonight. Steve Kerr will address the media along with Bob Myers. That starts in about an hour from now. Draymond's temper has been well documented, not with just opposing players, but his own teammates as well. In fact, he got into it with Kevin Durant last year, back in 2017, Durant's first season with the Warriors. The two had another animated exchange during a timeout. Sean Livingston did his best to play peacemaker, but the two continued to argue. Meanwhile, there were no fireworks at all for the 49ers last night as they once again failed to hold a late game lead and lost. Reports of Eli Manning's demise were premature, at least for one night. Manning threw the go-ahead touchdown with less than 1 minute to go. His third of the game. There would be no Mullins magic on the final play. His pass sailed out of the end zone. The 49ers lose their fifth game by 8 points or less and fall to 2-8, trailing only the Raiders for the league's worst record.
Assess the team's performance leading up to this bye week and losing all the close games. How close is this team to turning it around?
I don't even want to talk about how close we are. I just want to be there.
I think you've ever been 2-8 before. Well, what's this like for you personally?
College. I was 1-11. I've been worse. College is worse because you don't get paid. You just get run into the ground and bear crawled. And yeah, it gets really bad in college.
The Mullins magic ran out last night. His quarterback rating was just 73.7 compared to 151.9 in his first start against the Raiders. He threw two interceptions, but the one pass he really wanted back was this one to Kendrick Bourne late in the fourth quarter. It was 3rd and 6. The throw was short of the first down, and the 49ers had to settle for a field goal instead of the go-ahead touchdown.
Yeah, it was just frustrating. You know, in the NFL, it's obviously, Coach Shanahan always talks about the moments of truth. That is a moment of truth if you ever see one, and I didn't get the job done.
Meanwhile, next Monday night's game between the Rams and the Chiefs was scheduled to be played in Mexico, but due to poor field conditions, that game is being moved to Los Angeles. Le'Veon Bell won't be taking any field this season. He did not report to the Steelers today, making him ineligible to return. Bell's year-long holdout will cost him $14 million, but he will be a free agent this offseason. And this just in, Bob Melvin won the American League Manager of the Year after leading the A's to 97 wins, their most since 2002. It's the third time he's won the award and second with Oakland. So congratulations to Bob Melvin. But again, the big story here, Draymond Green suspended without pay tonight. We'll have reaction from both Bob Myers and Steve Kerr coming up on our 5 o'clock newscast on KPIX. Elizabeth, Ken, back to you.
Players on other teams would say, what took you guys so long? Draymond's a pain in the rear end. Why didn't you suspend him a long time ago?
His teammates love him, though.
Well, you know, part of that attitude, part of that alpha dog attitude is the reason he is so good. He doesn't get along with everybody. And in this particular instance, it's surprising he crossed some line that forced the Warriors' hand into suspension. That's going to be an interesting part. Remember that Kevin Durant is his free agent after this season. He is not committed to the Warriors beyond this season. Is that a distraction? What is it part of the argument? Reportedly, it was. So we'll find out when Bob Myers and Steve Kerr meet with the media.
Yeah, he also didn't pass the ball, which potentially could have cost them the game. So you got to nail him one way or the
other. There's no question about that, Ken. If you want one defensive play, you want Draymond to make it. If you want one guy on that floor last night to shoot the ball, it was Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And he did not get that opportunity.
Nope.
And I got to point out, Steph Curry is not playing with a groin injury. He wasn't even on that trip with the team last night.
All right.
Never good when you have these two egos going out in the locker room.
Everybody kiss and make up, and we'll see you again. Thank you, Dennis.
Kumbaya.
It's a long season. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we stream our KPIX 5 News at 5 o'clock every day on CBSSF.com, and we'll be back in less than 60 minutes.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area.
Meet our STEM standout, Luciano Del Rio.
Team 841 is Richmond High School's robotics team. What it is an after-school program that teaches Richmond High School students about STEM.
Luciano encourages us to really think outside the box to approach a problem.
Luciano's story is important because he comes from this community. The work that he does here goes beyond the classroom and the school.
Chevron and CBS 5 teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.